Welcome today to today's episode of Dr. Simone's Mindspace. In today's episode, I will talk about family conflicts and how they impact the life of the couple, the children, and also society. During the global pandemic of COVID-19, people are requested to stay at home, to be in lockdown, to be in isolation, to spend as much time as possible in their apartments, houses, or rooms, depending on your current living situation. This might sound fairly okay if you have, as we here in Switzerland, 78 square meters of space per person on average, which is a pretty luxurious size for per capita space. However, this is not how it looks in most of the around the world. People live in much smaller settings and are yet requested to stay in, to leave the house only for a very limited amount of times. And what does it mean for a family? Also being homeschooled potentially at the moment because schools are closed. What does that mean for the day in a home where multiple people all out of the blue have to share the space that usually they only share for a couple of hours, maybe for a joint dinner in the evening, now for the entire day? And the home became both an office space, maybe, probably not just for one person, but for the couple, and a school classroom for one or maybe several children, and a playground, and a home where several meals have to be cooked all for a sudden every single day. So these are all aspects that can cause potential conflict within families. And these potential conflicts, or most likely these conflicts that do occur, which of course are normal, yet of course in many places also very challenging and to some extent also toxic. So today we will talk about family conflicts and what to do with them, how they occur, why they occur, and find ways to deal with them in a more constructive, less toxic way. Family conflicts are probably more likely to occur right now, and that is not so strange because all of us feel stressed or anxious or worried or depressed or sad or overwhelmed in one way or the other. This pandemic is affecting the entire world. It does affect all of us, and it does affect us differently. And not everybody is able to cope with it in the most productive way. And of course, being stressed also means having less ability to reflect and be patient, be able to tolerate tension and let it just sort of brush off you. So small family issues can become a huge blow up, and that's kind of normal, yet we all get very frustrated about it. And if we are so tightly together, there is also limited space of going somewhere else to decompress and come back. If we have the limited space that we have to share, then this is obviously going to be a big challenge. So what we call if somebody's overwhelmed and there's a big fight in the language of psychology, we call this flip the lid, meaning the prefrontal lobe, the executive functioning are turned off, and our more emotional fight-flight freeze mode is on, the amygdala. So that means we become much more impulsive, we become much more irrational in our decision making, and that impacts, of course, the way we react to others. And because all of us have a higher level of stress right now, our prefrontal lobe is a bit on vacation. So we much more easily become overwhelmed and we so-called flip the lid, flip the prefrontal lobe and just act in a more irrational way. And because this is happening, this also means more family conflicts. And so if these family conflicts do happen, one of the ways to reduce the level of them becoming toxic is to create some timeout, some wording that everybody in the family knows. If we say TikTok or coronavirus, then everyone knows, okay, we need to have a break. We need to take our time, be by ourselves, and do not continue the escalation of a fight. Because those times, we usually are already overwhelmed. We can call this flooded of emotions. And if we're flooded with emotions, we're not able to take a decision perfectly. So therefore, it's no meaning to continue a fight or an argument if everyone around is overwhelmed. So we are all somewhat on the edge of our nerves, and therefore being in a family where multiple things have to happen at the same time, multiple interests, multiple tasks that are all new and everyone has to adapt to, it's normal that these things happen. And it's kind of important for every single one of the family to take their part and their responsibility to create a better environment for everyone. And that also means for the parents to be more understanding of their adolescents that are stuck at home, not able to go out and meet their friends and have to stay with their parents at home, where they much, much rather be out and hang out with their friends. So it's important to have a level of understanding of your children who are really having a very difficult time, because for them, their life has changed more dramatically than it has for anybody else, because they're not able to go out and meet their friends as they usually do. They have to learn from home, in their school, online, being on a screen, glued to the screen for several hours a day, without even knowing how the future will look like for them. For us as adults, life goes on. Now we are in home office instead of regular office, but our meetings go on. Our colleagues are sharing the experience, and yeah, we miss maybe our dinners out, but it's by no means as difficult as it is for young people. And of course, for young people as well, for adolescents, it is the time to challenge their parents. It is the time where they should have arguments with their parents. But right now, the parents, and maybe you are one of these parents, feels like super irritated by their adolescents who are challenging them. Please take a little bit of empathy. Please imagine you would be this adolescent that is locked, stuck at home with the parents. Imagine it would be you. How would you feel about it? Wouldn't you also feel very upset? Yet show how you appreciate them being solidary to the rest of the society. Show them your understanding that this must be a very difficult time not to be able to go out and meet their friends, and also discuss their worry about the future and show also that you are not perfect. Because by showing that you are also worrying, it's helping them to cope with the situation. And for parents with younger children, it's okay to send them to the daycare if you feel you have to have a break. And if this is possible in your surrounding, in your city you live, please do. Because there is this very simple way of looking at it as, for those of us who love to travel, the announcement of take the oxygen mask for yourself first before you help others. You cannot help or provide the best care for your child if you are totally overwhelmed. And the risk of having family conflicts, if you are overwhelmed because you have to do your job, cook meals, take care of your children at home, is maybe just a little too much right now. So please to be not afraid or not feel you should not bring your child to the daycare. Bring your child to the daycare and get yourself some space in order to be more ready and less prone to flipping the lid and be flooded in interaction with your child. And before we finish today's episode on family conflicts are having a negative attitude to it, a negative connotation, but they're very important and they're normal for all of us to have. The more important aspect about family conflicts and fights is to apologize to your children, to show them you're sorry, to be able to have a closure of the situation and not just let it go and not talk about it whatsoever. So I really hope all of you are able to have some understanding of your children and what they go through. Also your partner and maybe what they are experiencing. But most of all, be open and willing to say, I'm sorry. I hope you have a wonderful day despite being home. And I look forward to talking to you next week again. Take care and goodbye.